from Sunburst Media Productions and Refuge Productions. This is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 co-hosts are Mark Skogman and Bruce Wright. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank
Woo!
You.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 4th of November, 2013. This is your host, Mark Skogman.
And Bruce Wright.
On this edition of Spectrum 360, we're going to have a varied program and a lot of shorter segments than we do sometimes. We're going to start with segment one. We're going to have a collection of news items. We're going to talk a little bit about elections, talk a little bit about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and also Bruce Wright's legal case. We have a statement from the lawyers. It's on their website, and we're going to cover that briefly. Then we're going to cover the candidacy of Charlie Crist, former governor for the state of Florida, for a new term as governor in 2014, challenging Rick Scott, the current governor, for the governorship of the state of Florida. He just announced today about shortly after 10 a.m. in Albert Witted Park in St. Petersburg, heavily covered by the media. And we'll have reaction to that by State Representative Dwight Dudley and former candidate for State Attorney General Dan Gelber. Brief interviews with them about the candidacy of Charlie Crist and some of the controversy that it's stirring. Then we'll also have ongoing coverage of the Duke Energy ripoff. We are doing ongoing coverage on this. We're going to keep on this issue. This is important for the citizens of the state of Florida. We're going to cover that. We're going to have a short speech by Carl Zimmerman, who's also a Florida state representative, that he gave on October 12th, Saturday, when we had the Duke Energy ripoff rally, and a little bit of further information about what's happening with that. And then, to close out the program, we're going to have a This Week in History. We're going to have a remembrance of Kristallnacht that happened November 9th and 10th, 1938, in Nazi Germany. And that will close out the program, I believe. So, we're going to acknowledge some of our sponsors and some of the people that are in organizations that are supporting the program. Bruce?
Yes. First of all, we'd like to thank the Refuge, 727-278-1547. The Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, that's economichumanrights.org. Veterans for Peace, Chapter 119, and, of course, the Tampa chapter as well.
They we have a duty to do what's right.
On Facebook, Gennaro Coffee House, 1047 Central Avenue. Call 727-202-6956.
And they do everything right there. They've got smoothies. They've got beer and wine. They've got wraps. I was there for a lunch today, and it was excellent. Shout out to Gennaro Coffee House. Woo!
And every Monday night, they show documentary films presented by St. Petersburg for Peace at 8 p.m. and Poetry with Mona. That's First Stop Poetry every Saturday at 8:30 p.m. And then, of course, Relax at Home, licensed massage therapists.
All right, he said massage right. Yes.
Call Patricia at 813-784-7485. My Place in Recovery Thrift Store, 1450 First Avenue North. Call 727-244-0427. The Catholic Worker House of St. Petersburg. Again, 727-278-1547. And the League of Revolutionaries for New America, LRNA.org. More to come in the future. If you'd like to advertise with us, get in contact with us online.
Excellent. Okay. Now to segment one for Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 4th of November, 2013. Remember to like us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com and then Spectrum 360 radio program. Like us on Facebook. We like those likes. Please like us. We like to be liked. Don't we, Bruce?
I hope so.
Excuse me. Yes, okay. I wanted to start the program by just briefly recapping the elections that are happening locally and around the around the country. That's different than a company, isn't it?
Actually, you probably said it right the first time, since corporate interests seem to control most elections.
Oh, okay. Very good point. That was a good comeback. Did you practice that?
No, actually, you just dropped it on me, and I just rolled with it.
Well, excellent. Okay, tomorrow is election day, and there is an election in the city of St. Petersburg for mayor and city council. The two candidates in the mayoral election are the incumbent, Mayor Foster, and his challenger, Rick Kreisman. And I want to come out and on Spectrum 360 and make an endorsement. This is my personal endorsement. I'm not speaking for the program, and I'm not speaking for my co-host. I am endorsing Rick Kreisman for mayor of St. Petersburg, as opposed to Bill Foster.
I'm endorsing anything but Bill.
Well, by default, that would be an endorsement of Rick Kreisman.
I guess
well.
Unless someone's a write-in candidate. And certainly you can write in candidates still. So I don't know. Maybe Bill the Cat will run. Who knows?
Maybe.
Or was it Fritz the Cat? Fritz the Cat. Was it Fritz the Cat?
I'm not sure about that.
Fritz the Cat. Okay. Our sound man says, Cedric says it's Fritz the Cat.
Well, what if people wrong in instead of write in? Is that a problem?
That's another way to do it. That's wrong in. I want to start a new campaign of wrong in candidates.
And I remember when I was in Manchester, New Hampshire in 2011 during the primary elections in New Hampshire what was his name? He's a political satirist.
You're talking about, no, Al Franken's not there.
No, not Al Franken. Vermin Supreme is his name.
Oh, Vermin Supreme.
I can't remember his real
name.
That's his.
Yes,
and he actually, the reason he was on the ballot in
Vermont.
In New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. Well, New Hampshire, of course.
He was on the primary election, on the ballot in New Hampshire with that name because he actually changed his legal name to Vermin Supreme so he could be on the ballot with that name. He's a
political
satirist.
You've got to respect the guy who wears a boot on his head.
Yes, yes.
I see Cedric shaking his head. He knows Vermin Supreme.
Yes.
We should have him on the radio
sometime.
We're
going to. I'm going to get him on this program. And his slogan is Lies for Less. So it's political satire all the way with Vermin Supreme. So I remember that from elections. Also, there are other elections happening as well. There's going to be an election in New York City. There's also an election in the state of Virginia for the governor and whatever else is on the slate there between Republican Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, the Cooch.
I don't know if I'd want to be called the Cooch.
Well, people do call him the Cooch. People at MSNBC call him the
Cooch. Rock and roll Coochie-Coo. Anyway, sorry. Oh,
I want to forget that song. Okay.
Really, that wasn't one of his finest
songs. And, of course, his challenger is the Democrat, Terry McAuliffe. So now, those are other elections around the country.
Mark, I have a very important question about the gubernatorial. Goober, that's kind of funny, too. Gubernatorial election in Florida.
And it's not spelled G-O-O-P-E-R,
it's not yeah. I have a question. If Charlie Crist gets elected, will there be free tanning beds for everyone?
No, but he might, maybe, well, he said today that he likes to cut taxes, so maybe he would cut taxes on tanning beds. I don't
that,
know.
Yeah. I also heard that he might be getting an endorsement from Mark Hamilton.
Oh, my gosh. No, George Hamilton.
Oh, George Hamilton. See, I even got it wrong. Hamilton. George.
You get one name wrong per show, and that's your right. quota for this program.
Well, you know, who's the other guy that's got, like, the most ridiculous fake tan? Another celebrity.
Oh, there's
well, there's so
more
many.
Than I can count.
Anyway, yeah, it should be kind of interesting because I guess there'll also be other candidates in the Democratic Party primaries going against.
Yes, they're happening all over the country. Now, I also want to speak briefly about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is an issue that's ongoing with Spectrum 360. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a so-called trade agreement that only a small percentage of it is actually about trade. It's being negotiated in secret by the U.S. Trade Representative right now, appointed by the Obama administration, and includes Pacific Rim countries and North America, United States, Canada, Mexico, Chile, Singapore, Vietnam, and other Pacific Rim countries. This is a very bad deal for America. There is going to be a national day of action resisting the Trans-Pacific Partnership this month, November 16, Saturday. There will be an action in Orlando, and you can look for that. You can look for Orlando Light Brigade and Floridians against the TPP. This is very serious business. We take this issue very seriously on the program. This is very bad for America. This is 600 corporate lobbyists and corporate heads that are attempting to abrogate the sovereignty of multiple nations all at the same time and create a trading bloc that would encompass approximately 40% of the trade, the world trade that happens right now. And this is a very bad deal for America. U.S. Representative Alan Grayson from Florida recently was able to see the text. He was not able to have any of his staff or his advisors there. He could not have a cellular telephone or a computer or even take notes on paper. He was able to see the text, and then he was prohibited from talking about it because this is being negotiated in secret. What kind of a, quote, trade deal, unquote, would require that kind of secrecy from a member of Congress? And I also want to mention one other thing about this, too. Back in April, I was able to speak directly to U.S. Senator from Florida, Bill Nelson. He assured me that he is on the Commerce Committee, and when the Trans-Pacific Partnership legislation gets to the Senate, he is going to, quote, find out what's in it, unquote, and if it's bad, he at least tentatively committed to possibly stopping the TPP. Now, I don't want to quote him on that, but he's definitely interested in what's in it, and if it's bad, he's has indicated a desire to either modify or stop this legislation. Also, Floridians Against the TPP is also against fast-track authority being passed by Congress to allow the Obama administration to fast-track this so-called trade agreement, where there's only a few chapters that actually even refer to trade. There's a lot of other language about stopping American buying preferences and contracts from American governmental entities, internet freedom, financial, banking, just a whole range of things that have nothing to do with trade. This is a very bad deal for America. And enough said about that.
And the
join
word,
us on November 16th.
The word for the day, of course, is abrogate. I like that word.
Yes.
Boys and girls, can you say abrogate?
Abrogate.
So that is a pretty heinous thing that...
What, abrogation?
Well, that too. But the powers that be are trying to... definitely take away more and more of the rights of workers here and abroad and environmental safety. So this is something we will keep an eye out for, and I hope that everyone will let their congressmen know, congresspersons know, that this is not something they want to see our country support, and that people will get out in the streets and let their voice be heard.
Through the walls, you hear the city groan. Outside, it's America. Outside, it's America. America.
Spectrum 360 with Mark Scoblin and Bruce Wright. Your progressive political talk and humor program.
Okay, this is Mark Skogman and Bruce Wright with Spectrum 360. Now on to segment two for this program, which is Monday, the 4th of November, 2013. Today, Charlie Crist, former governor from the state of Florida, declared a candidacy for another term as governor in 2014, challenging Rick Scott, the current governor.
Also known as Lord Voldemort.
Yes, by some people, definitely. It's exactly 1 year from the 2014 general election date, and former Governor Crist wanted to use that to start his campaign, to kick off his campaign today. He was down outside in Albert Wooded Park next to Albert Wooded Airport in downtown St. Petersburg on the bayfront, the waterfront there, and he spoke. Also in attendance were former Attorney General Bob Butterworth, U.S. Congresswoman Kathy Castor, Mayoral candidate Rick Priceman.
We got butter and then castor oil. Okay.
No, Butterworth.
Okay, well.
And then Kathy Castor.
Cedric just kind of shook his head.
Yes. I can understand that, Cedric.
He looks like he's deep in thought right now. He's probably saying, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Yes, and we would like to recognize our excellent studio engineer at WTN, our control room engineer, Cedric Harris. Yes.
Cedric Harris. Where's the claps?
Great engineer. Come on, put your claps on there. We very much appreciate how he contributes to this program. Yes. Excellent, excellent. And you can pay us later. Also, on the stage with Charlie Crist today was former Attorney General candidate from 2010, Dan Gelber. I have an interview with Charlie, well, actually, comments from Charlie Crist from his speech, an interview with State Representative Dwight Dudley, and then also a brief interview with Dan Gelber as well. We have an exclusive here on Spectrum 360 that we played last week, and I want to repeat that because there's been so much attention placed on Charlie Crist now. Two weekends ago, before this last weekend, was the Democratic Party State Conference. Sometimes it's called a conference, sometimes it's a convention. This time it was a conference. And I was able to get some exclusive audio of Charlie Crist addressing a crowd at the conference. And I'm going to play these comments because he was setting up what he did today. And then we'll also have an excerpt from the speech that he gave today declaring his candidacy for the governorship of the state of Florida.
We have a duty to do what's right and to stand up for the people again. When I served as governor before, I tried to be the people's governor every day. To think about, you know, how does this affect Joanne? How does this affect Rob? How does this affect Susie? How does this affect Paul? How does this affect Michael? It matters. And you have to have somebody in a position of authority who thinks about you. Who thinks about you first and the kids in our schools and what they're having to deal with and how you're going to improve the economy and create jobs. We hear a lot about jobs, jobs, jobs and all that, you know, nice rhetoric. The best way to create an opportunity for good jobs is not to whack education, it's to protect it and honor these teachers and not demoralize them. They are demoralized. I talk to them every day. I see them at the Publix. I walk with them at the CVS. You know, in the 7-Eleven. I go around Florida and just walk around. You know, little citizen Crist. God gave me two ears and one mouth. And Sally, I try to respect his ratio. If you listen, and I listened today for an hour right there on the floor, and it was joyful. It was helpful to me to hear people like Scott and all of you speak. You know, you learn a lot more when you listen than when you yap. Keep the yap shut and you'll learn a lot. And to be a good leader, a good servant, you have to be a good listener. You don't just go out and pontificate and tell people what to do and act like you've got all this power and authority and expect people to just do what you say because you're governor or whatever it is. That's not the way to lead. The way to lead is to listen and to learn and to have empathy and understand what people need. And it's coming. I'll wrap up by telling you that I would be honored if you can come to my hometown of St. Petersburg next Monday. Actually, if I were you, I would come Sunday, because we're going to start at about 7 a.m. on Monday, November the 4th. And we'll have a talk with our fellow Floridians about our future and about fighting for people, all people. Everybody's included. Nobody's left out. This is about a people-driven effort to make sure we get Florida back on track.
I'll be there.
Please come, because it's coming. God bless you, and God bless Florida. And Sally, thank you for being patient.
That was Charlie Crist's recent speech. And, you know, I, for one, have got to say, while I am generally speaking a skeptic when it comes to members of the two-party system, I have to say that what he had to say I thought was very, very significant and very important. And certainly if he lives up to what he's purporting, then it can be a real paradigm shift for us, at least from the current situation, which really... given the track record of Lord Voldemort, as I lovingly refer to Rick Scott, it is a kind of situation that we're definitely needing change. And, I don't mean like 25 cents. I mean real change. And so hopefully this is a trend in the right direction. Again, I do like the comments he made. And, you know, I'm one of these people where I will acknowledge when someone, regardless of their party, has something to say that is significant and important to all of us. And so, yeah, it was an interesting talk. I'm anxious to hear about what he had to say today. I was busy working on a paper for my anthropology of religion class and plotting away
Wait, stop right there. Anthropology is more important than Charlie Crist to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. Well, what can I say, you know? Although he was right next to the campus, the St. Pete campus, where I have my classes.
Yes, yes, he was right in the neighborhood.
I could have taken a break. But nonetheless, we have for our listening audience what the content of what he had to say.
Yes, and this is an excerpt from the speech he gave today.
Of this great state of Florida, in your holy name we pray, amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. My friends, we gathered here this morning on this beautiful day in the Sunshine City of the Sunshine State to take a journey to take back our state's destiny, to chart a new path. One that is built on the foundation of an economy that is fair for the middle class, where hardworking Floridians have every opportunity to get ahead because their government is looking out for their interest. Yeah. My friends, I don't have to tell you that we have here in Florida today, and what we have here in Florida today, isn't working. Tallahassee is out of control. Governing for the people has been replaced with cronyism and government on the fringes. The voice of the people has been silenced by the financial bullies and the special interests, other than a few legislators, and thank you for being here. You really have no advocate there anymore. It is really disappointing that it has come to this. Governor Scott went to Tallahassee on a platform of being an outsider, someone who would shake up the town, put special interests in their place, and take on the excesses of the legislature. Nice flyover.
There's
well, as we all
that.
Know, that didn't even last a day. Overnight, he went from taking on Tallahassee to becoming the example of what's wrong with the place. The seat that you occupied, the people occupied, at the table was replaced by a revolving door of special interest. Each anteing up hundreds of thousands of dollars for the governor's reelection fund to ensure their voice was heard and not yours. The more I watched Rick Scott govern, the partisanship, the deals, always putting the special interests ahead of your interest, and the more I heard from you, the people, I knew it was time to take Florida in a better direction. So today... So today, I announce that I am running for governor of Florida.
Woo!
And the reason is to put you back in charge.
Yeah.
Because you deserve a governor who wakes up every day thinking about you, who you can trust to govern honestly in our collective best interest, who will make this economy more fair for hardworking taxpayers like you, and who will move Florida forward, not by giving every break to big business, but by leading on the things that matter to you. Good schools, affordable health care, respect for our environment, dignity for our seniors. Because that's who I am, and that's what I believe in, and that's what I'll do if you help me become your next governor.
Okay, that was Charlie Crist. Today, shortly after 10 a.m. in Albert Witted Park in St. Petersburg, you may have noticed that in the first segment we played, he mentioned that this rally was, and the announcement, the speech was going to be at 7 a.m. In Straub Park, but it was moved to 9:30 a.m. in Albert Witted Park for reasons that I do not know. And we're going to be back with comments from Dan Gelber regarding this right after these commercial messages and a little bit of news, et cetera, et cetera. Stay with us, Spectrum 360.
Rock on.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. Police are searching for a gunman inside the Westfield Garden State Plaza Mall in Paramus, New Jersey. They are saying that there is an active shooter. We will get you more information when we get it. A major gay rights bill cleared a test vote today, and the Senate will likely pass it this week. The legislation would make it illegal for employers to discriminate against gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We continue to urge lawmakers to act on this important legislation, because in America, who you are and who you love should never be a fireable offense.
There is, however, strong opposition in the House. Horse slaughter is off the table again. A federal appeals court has halted plans to resume the slaughterhouses. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver issued a temporary injunction today. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day up. The Dow is up 23 points. The S&P 500 gained 6 and the NASDAQ added 14. This is NBC News Radio.
Did you know that if the aquarium referendum passes and attendance does not meet the overly optimistic projections, there could be millions of dollars of liability to the taxpayers, just like what's happening in Tampa right now? We think this is very risky business. If you agree, vote no on November 5th. For more information, visit friendsofclearwater.com. Paid for by Friends of Clearwater, 727-482-7373. Vote no on November 5th. To find your local polling place, visit votepinellas.com.
The world's preeminent business growth expert is Jay Abraham.
Jay is not human.
This is a man that you cannot afford to be without.
He's a very, very special man. He's brilliant.
Jay Abraham has an idea in his mind.
Jay Abraham.
He is a marketing guru that never stops.
If there was a Hall of Fame or a Super Bowl of business or marketing, this man would be there.
The ultimate entrepreneur with Jay Abraham.
Wednesday afternoon at 1 here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Mr. Murray!
Yes?
I'm calling you from Egypt. How are you?
From Egypt? And how
are
you?
I'm calling you from Egypt.
And how are things in Egypt?
Egypt is great. We're chanting Buddy, 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 Buddy.
Oh, how nice.
We love your program over here. We love it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. From Egypt, no less. How about that?
The Buddy Verdi Show, big band music every Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3 here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Larry G here. It's the Clear Sky Beachside Cafe in Clearwater Tuesday. Suncoast Rehabilitation and the Clear Sky Cafe on Mandalay Avenue on Clearwater Beach are teaming up. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, casual, good food, and reasonably priced. Tuesday, all day. 20% of your check will go to help out Suncoast Rehabilitation. Clear Sky Cafe and Suncoast Rehabilitation. A great meal all day Tuesday and a great cause. The Clear Sky Beachside Cafe, being a part of our community.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
That's John Mellencamp with his song Life is Hard from the Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky album. I love that tune. So many good things about it. The lyric is just kind of hilarious, and life is hard sometimes. Okay, we're going to go to an interview with State Representative Dwight Dudley and his reaction to the Charlie Crist announcement today.
State Representative Dwight Dudley, what is your reaction to the candidate Crist announcement for governor today?
I'm very excited. I thought Charlie did a wonderful job about talking about the issues that are central to middle-class Floridians, their interests and concerns, that he believes a change should occur, that we need to start looking out for the middle-class people of the state. Education is so crucial, workforce innovation, technology, our universities, all the things that are crucial, voting rights. I believe he hit every issue and did it beautifully and sincerely, and I think he'll be a great governor again and demonstrate the things that he did in a more bipartisan way than what we're seeing, obviously, now. It's so partisan and so ideological and so ridiculous. We need serious change to occur to bring us back to an intelligent, rational approach to governing, and I look forward to that time, and I believe Charlie Crist is well suited to do the job. He's well experienced.
Do you think the Democratic Party rank and file will get behind Charlie Crist for governor for this race?
Well, I saw him here today, so I believe that won't be a stretch. You know, he's going to do the job. He's going to carry the water. He's going to help work to make lives better for middle-class Floridians, so we can look forward to great leadership from Charlie Crist on so many issues. So I'm very excited about it, and I think the party is excited about it, too.
Dwight Dudley, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure, Mark.
Okay, that was State Representative Dwight Dudley commenting on the announcement by Charlie Crist of his candidacy for the governorship of Florida. We're going to have to omit the segment with the interview with Dan Gilber and his reaction for technical reasons. I apologize for that. We may have that on next week's program, possibly. But we're going to move on, and we'll be back with another segment shortly.
No privacy.
Spectrum 360 with Mark Scopeman and Bruce Wright. Your progressive political talk and humor program.
Okay, on to our next segment. I am going to play a brief, the audio of a preview for the new film Unmanned, America's Drone Wars, produced by Robert Greenwald of Brave New Films. Listen to this.
...175 children had already been murdered by US drone strikes in Pakistan.
One of the things we heard from several people is that they didn't know what America was before drones. And now what they know of America is drones and terror.
6 seconds before missile impact, something runs around the building. I believe there was a child killed.
That's a interesting film that's coming out. You know, some have said Dr. King had a dream, and now Obama has a drone. And without being tongue-in-cheek about it...
That was bad.
Yeah. Without being tongue-in-cheek about it, though, the reality is that Obama's made greater use of drones than any previous president, including George Bush. and has attacked more countries with drones than George Bush did. And, of course, drones were available during his administration. Actually, drones go back quite a long ways, but have been used much more frequently in this current administration, and not just in Pakistan, but Afghanistan, Yemen, Bahrain, and in Africa, where several drone bases are. In fact, my professor of anthropology, she practices in her anthropology and work with tribes in Ethiopia. And one of the drone bases are frequently heard with flyovers of the drones, either doing practice runs or actually heading towards the Middle East. With the village that she works in, they hear them flying over every day. And that's a growing concern, of course, in Africa because of the sheer growth of what's been called AFRICOM. So I think this is an important film, a very important film that Glenn Greenwald is bringing out to the public. And Mark, is that going to be shown in theaters, or is it going to be private showings, or a little bit of both?
Well, I wanted to speak about that because one of the reasons I know about the film is because I listen to Democracy Now! Regularly, which is a great program, great news program, public radio, hosted by Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. They did a Democracy Now! Is on weekdays for 1 hour, and locally it's broadcast on WMNF at noon to 1 p.m. approximately. And on the last week on Thursday, that was 31 October 2013, they had a segment on Robert Greenwald and Brave New Films and the new film. And there was a donor who graciously made it possible for people to see the film online for free. And I took advantage of that right away, and I saw the film online Thursday. It's approximately 1 hour. It's excellent. It is a scathing expose of what the United States is doing in other countries with drones and how we're pretty much indiscriminately killing large numbers of civilians that have nothing to do with terrorism, including large numbers of children. And it's just unconscionable. And you've got to see this film. Most people are not aware of this issue, and they need to be. And it includes Medea Benjamin, who was here in this area last year, right before the Republican National Convention, who gave a speech to St. Pete for Peace on drones. And she was excellent. And she's a well-known activist on this topic, on this subject. And she appears in this film as well, briefly. Very great lady, Medea Benjamin.
And you know what's been interesting about this, Mark, is that there have even been testimonies before Congress now about drones and their use, and including testimony from people of the countries that we have attacked. And that's not something that's really been reported widely. And yet there are members of Congress that have expressed serious concern about how drones are being used and have heard testimony regarding its effects. So yeah, it's a very important film. I would strongly recommend everyone check it out online, and hopefully, who knows, maybe Spectrum 360 itself could host a film viewing of that film.
Possibly. So check it out online. It's Unmanned, America's Drone Warfare. And that's by Robert Greenwald and Brave New Films.
I feel like I should do the robot to that, you know? Remember that?
Instead of do it, people watching on the webcam would love it.
All right, here we go. Here's the robot for all of our viewing fans out there.
Oh, he's actually going to do it. Okay, there we go. Right. For those of you
that's
watching on the webcam,
total
there was
of my dance. For
yes,
the day.
That was the robot by
Bruce
Wright.
Isn't there like the victory dance or something like that you do?
I don't know. But I do want to remind people that if you log in and listen to the program on TanTalk1340.com, you can not only listen to the program, but while it's being broadcast, you can watch the program on the webcam as well and watch us broadcast the program. And that's a pretty cool way to watch the program. Also, our podcast, of course, anytime. this program and their previous 9 programs since we started Spectrum 360 available at www.tantalk1340.com. Go to podcasts, go to Spectrum 360, and listen to your delight.
And yes, while we oppose logging, we don't oppose you logging in.
Boy,
that's bad joke number 3 for Spectrum 360, November 4th. And Mark is keeping track, and we will be taking special calls in the future for better jokes than the ones I have.
Okay, moving on to the next segment. We are going to feature a speech by State Representative Carl Zimmerman on this year, October 12th, Saturday, at the Duke Energy Ripoff Rally. This is the comments that he made after State Representative Dwight Dudley spoke and addressed that subject as well. And this is what Carl Zimmerman had to say. We are doing ongoing coverage of this issue because this issue is not resolved. And we'll have more information about that in a moment. This is Carl Zimmerman.
Citizen public servant. He's been not only an educator, but an outstanding educator. It's not my opinion. He has received Teacher of the Year 5 years. He part of his service to his fellow citizens is to represent them in District 65. They had the wisdom last year to elect him to the House seat. He is someone who will always fight for what's right and fight against what's wrong. He is a fierce consumer advocate. He is an active partner of Mr. Dudley. And it is my pleasure to introduce a fellow educator, because I taught school for 31 years. And it's nice when an educator gets into a position of public authority where he can tell the real story about what goes on. He cares deeply about schools and about children and the most effective education we can give them, together with making sure that we protect the pocketbooks of all consumers, and that's why he's so involved in this issue with the Duke Energy ripoff. It is indeed an honor to have present at our rally a friend I've known since 2006, House Member Carl Zimmerman from District 65. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a beautiful day in Florida, and it's a place, there are many places that you'd like to be this morning, but there's no better place you'd rather be than right here on this corner protesting this unfair tax. And I also want to comment, too, that, you know, as I walked around this crowd, there are people here that I'm proud to tell you are from every group we have in Florida. There are people from the Democratic Party, from the Republican Party, from the Tea Party, from the 912 group, and from the No Party as well. And I thank you all for coming, because we need to show unity on this issue. In 2006, the concept of allowing the power companies to pre-collect for future plant construction or pay in today's prices for tomorrow's needs may have sounded like a good idea. But as we now know, that was never the intent, because as the cost to build the plants rose nearly double, it was going to cost the same amount for us. Every savvy customer knows you never pay until the job is done. Today, even though those nuclear plants will no longer be built, even though we now have what seems to be an endless supply of natural gas, we, the customers of Duke Energy, will not only continue to pay. These forced payments to Duke will increase, bringing it to $5.62 per 1,000 kilowatt hours. And in simple terms, as Frank put it, we may be paying as much as $2,000 per customer. And that's why today I'm very pleased to announce that I will be signing on as a co-sponsor to House Bill 4001.
one, sponsored by Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda, asks that the Advanced Nuclear Cost Recovery Law be eliminated. Once and for all. Duke Energy is new to Florida, and I really, truly welcome them. I hope they prove to be good stewards of our energy needs. And I am pleased that one of their first decisions was to cancel the two nuclear power plants and to shut down the Crystal River No. 3 plant. There are many companies in this country that have proven to be both a wise investment for their stakeholders, yet they always put their customer first. And I ask that Duke make that their priority, that they put us first, not at the sacrifice of their investors, but that they put us first, and they're not doing that right now. Thank you very much. Thank you for showing up. And thank you for asking me.
Okay, there you have State Representative Carl Zimmerman from District 65 and his comments regarding the Duke Energy ripoff. We'll have ongoing coverage of this on ongoing programs. Next program, we're going to have further information about this, so we will be following up on this issue.
Public Service Commission members.
And now to our final segment for Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 4th of November, 2013. And that is This Week in History, a remembrance of Kristallnacht. Now, Kristallnacht happened in 1938 on the evening and morning of November 9th and 10th in Germany. Germany was ruled by the Nazi Party at that time, so it was the Nazi German regime. And there was a systematic nationwide attack that was allowed to happen and encouraged to happen on Jewish citizens and Jewish residents of Germany at that time. There were large-scale attacks. There were assaults on Jewish people. There were many people killed. At least 91 Jewish people were killed. 30,000 were arrested and incarcerated in concentration camps. There was vandalism. There was arson. Jewish businesses were destroyed and damaged. And approximately 7,000 Jewish businesses were destroyed, and over 1,000 synagogues were burned during this pogrom. And a pogrom is a systematic campaign against an ethnic or racial minority in a country. This is a terrible travesty of justice, and we want to remember that happened 75 years ago this week. It is Kristallnacht. And I want to read just briefly also. I've been a student of World War II history and the preceding and post-seeding eras ever since I was in elementary school. So I've studied this for quite a long time. And there is a passage from a great book that I want to read to you just briefly that has information that I did not know, and I've studied this thoroughly throughout my life. Very interesting. The book is Grey Wolf, The Escape of Adolf Hitler, The Case Presented. And it's a mind-blowing book that has very interesting information on a lot of topics. And it has information on Kristallnacht that I want to just briefly cover with you here now. And the reason the pogrom was called Kristallnacht was because of all the broken windows that were broken in buildings. It left so much broken glass out in public spaces. And this is interesting. The survivors were actually forced to pay the material price of this pogrom. So the victims paid for it, and this is how that happened. Replacing all the broken windows would cost some 25 million Reichsmarks, and since almost all plate glass was imported from Belgium, this had to be paid in scarce foreign currency. By now, the avaricious Hermann Göring was in charge of the program to eliminate Jews from German economic life, and he decreed that all Jews remaining in Germany were to provide the Reich's exchequer with atonement payments, quote-unquote, totaling 1 billion Reichsmarks to cover the cost of repairing the damage. In addition, any insurance payments made to German Jews were confiscated by the state. So not only were they attacked, they were forced to pay for the attack on themselves. They were victims in two different ways. And I want to play in memorial to the Jews that died during Kristallnacht and also during the Holocaust. I want to play a brief segment of music in memoriam. And this is Samuel Barber and Adagio for Strings.
To all the Holocaust victims of World War II and to all Holocaust victims throughout history, very tragic happening in 1938, and from that point on, beautiful piece there, Mark, very moving, and I hope that everyone here, as we look forward to next week's show, November 11th, which is Armistice Day, actually, the day that a war to end all wars was to be the last world war and ended up ironically being the first one. I hope that all of us will consider this as we look at issues of peace and war around the world. Next week, we will be talking more about that. We will have veterans of both the war and veterans of peace, both local and hopefully some others to join us. And, I thank you for that segment, Mark. Very moving, and I hope that all of us will keep that in mind this week as we recognize this Veterans Day coming up next Monday.
Yes, also I want to note one other death. It's a historical event from last week that we did not have time to do on the program, and that was October 25th, 2002. That was the death of a former U.S. Senator from Minnesota, Paul Wellstone, yes, in a very strange plane crash. I have a book on the subject that's very interesting. Here's the title. It's American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. I will leave people to find the book and read it and come to their own conclusions, but there are a lot of questions about that case that still remain unanswered and are very strange indeed.
Many people thought he was going to be the next major candidate for president. So, yeah, it is a very interesting situation.
And he was a major progressive. He's from my original home state, and he was a personal hero of mine. And he died in 2002. So this is the 11th anniversary of his death last week, October 25th. Okay, that wraps up Spectrum 360 for this week for Monday, the 4th of November, 2013, we would like to have you go on Facebook, facebook.com, Spectrum 360 Radio Program, and like us. Please like us on Facebook.
And also check out our podcast that it will be available sometime within the next hour or so after our show. And again, we are on the World Wide Web at tantalk1340.com. And please join us next week as we celebrate what Armistice Day was supposed to be about.
Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and Refuge Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Co-producer, co-host, and field reporter, Bruce Wright. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.